absolute and mighty praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. So let us say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Do it better for the Lord and take back your seat. Take back your seat. God richly bless you for coming this morning. Oh, I said God should bless you. I said God should richly bless you. We want to continue what we started last week Sunday because we are in the season of prayer. Amen. Travail is our month of prayer and fasting. And this travail season is a season where we are travailing in prayer so that we will be able to prevail in our lives and in everything that we are involved with. Amen. So we have been looking at the mystery and the power behind travailing prayers. The mystery and the power behind travailing prayers. Amen. Oh, amen. And I explained to you that to travail in prayer means to pray from the deepest part of your heart. To pray with all your heart. The effectual fervent prayer. The prayer that makes you exert energy and produce some good amount of sweat. That makes you cry. That makes you labor in prayer. That is what we call travail, to push for your miracle to appear, to push, to pray until something happened with all fervency. And we saw examples how Israel travailed. We saw how Jesus travailed until his sweat became like blood. We saw how Elijah travailed and shut the heavens and travailed and opened the heavens. We saw how Jacob also travailed until he prevailed over the angel. We saw how Esau also travailed until he broke the yoke. His father told him, if you become desperate, you can break the yoke of servanthood and limitation from your neck. And we saw how Hannah also broke the curse of barrenness on her life as a result of travailing prayer on the altar. So I pray that these 40 days, as you travail, may God give you power over the enemy. Let your amen be a believer's one. I said, as you travail in these 40 days, may God grant you supernatural power over your enemies in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, what is the power behind travailing prayer? What is the power behind travailing prayer? What is the power? When you travail, what power do you receive? As you are fasting and praying and you are travailing, certain powers are made available for your use. For your use. Just like when you go into signs, you realize that when a body is moving, it produces certain power or certain energy. One of the energy or force that or power that is being produced when a body is moving is a heat energy or heat power. So when things are happening, certain energies are being produced. Certain power can come into being as a result of an activity that is going on. Hallelujah. And as you are traveling in the spirit, certain energies are being released that causes you to have testimonies. And those energies are what I'm going to talk to you about. Your eyes may not see it, but when they start working in your life, they will produce a certain result that you are looking for. Now I pray that may every energy and power that prayer produces be made available for you this 40 days. So the first power that is released into your life for manifestation as a result of traveling prayer is the prevailing power. Everybody say prevailing power. Or say prevailing power. What is the meaning of to prevail? To prevail means to succeed, to break through, or to overcome. To overcome. That is what we mean. You have prevailed. When we say someone has prevailed, it means the person has conquered. The person has overcome something. So I pray that this season of travail, may God cause you to be an overcomer. Whatever has been opposing your destiny for a very long time, in these 40 days, may the power to prevail over them come upon you. And may you begin to overcome them in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be a loudest amen. Or as you are saying amen, you begin to prevail. So the prevailing power is the power of the overcomers. Hosea chapter 12 verse 4. Hosea chapter 12 verse 4. The Bible speaks concerning Jacob. What happened to Jacob when he traveled and prevailed over the angel? Genesis 32, you see how Jacob had to wrestle. Amen. But now in Hosea chapter 12, many years after, Hosea by divine inspiration was giving us the meaning of what Jacob did. A lot of you think that when we say Jacob wrestled against the angel, it was the physical wrestling that you will be watching. It's not the physical wrestling that you are watching. Because nobody can physically fight against an angel. When one angel was released in the days of David, it killed more than 20,000 people. Just by drawing one sword. When an angel draws one sword, more than 20,000 people will fall. That is how powerful angels are. So Jacob, one man, could never wrestle an angel physically because he doesn't have the power. Now, this angel appeared as a human being. If you know Bible a little, you realize that there were many times that angels appear in the form of human beings and had discourse with people. Some recognized them, others did not. That's why Hebrews 11 says that for some encountered angels unknowingly. But others encountered angels and they knew they were angels. Like Manoah, the father of Samson. When he heard the story that the angel was giving, he said, no, this is not a human being. Bible says that immediately he offered a sacrifice and the smoke started rising. And when the smoke started rising, then the human being he was talking to started rising. Until the human being went to heaven. This is an angel. It's not a human being. Like the angel that appeared to Joshua. When Joshua was going to fight the war. When the angel appeared to him. He asked the angel. The angel appeared as a human being. The angel, are you for us or are you against us? Then the angel said, I am for you. I have been sent as the host of God's army. As the captain of the host of God's army. I have come to fight for you. Then the angel told him, where you are is the holy ground. I'm not a human being. I'm an angel. Where you are is the holy ground. So remove your footwear. Amen. So some encountered angels physically and they knew it. Others did not know it. Hallelujah. Oh, are you following what I'm saying? So Jacob encountered an angel physically, but Jacob was a spiritual person. So he was able to discern that this person is not a human being. It's an angel. Like his grandfather, Abraham. When three angels were moving to Sodom and Gomorrah, they were walking as human beings. In fact, he killed sheep for them. They chewed it. So they were using human flesh. They could even eat what we eat. But Abraham said, these are angels. And when he fed them, one of the angels said, a year by this time, or in the time of life, by the time I will return, your wife would have been pregnant. How can a human being talk like that? Because he was an angel. So there are people who meet angels that they don't even know they've met an angel. I pray that after this season, may you begin to meet angels physically. But when you meet them, you will not meet them with wings, but they'll do you good and you can't find them again. May God cause you to meet angels. I said, may God cause you to meet angels. So over here, the Bible says that this guy, Jacob, wrestled with a physical angel. How did he do it? Was he boxing him? Never. Was he trying to put him on the floor? Never. This is what Jacob did when he was wrestling with the angel of God. Let us all read one go. He said, yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. How? He wept and made supplication, that is prayer. He wept and made prayer unto the angel. He found him in Bethel, and there he spoke with us. What's the meaning of he spoke with us? In other words, there he gave us a message. What was the message? That you can prevail through travail, through weeping and praying. You can prevail. That was the message he spoke to us. There he spoke to us. There he gave us a message. There he gave us an example that you can prevail against any curse in your life if you can add tears plus prayer. That was the message Jacob demonstrated for us. There he spoke to us. This morning he's speaking to you. Oh, I said this morning he's speaking to you. Amen. That these 40 days, if you can cry and you can pray to the Lord, whatever the devil has done to your life is able to break from your life. Whatever seemed to be destroying your destiny, you'll be able to prevail against them. May you prevail this month in the name of Jesus. I said, may you prevail in this month in the name of Jesus. I said, may you prevail in this month in the name of Jesus. Hosea 4, he said that, and he wept and he made supplication to the angel. He wept and made supplication. This man, somebody will weep and make supplication. That is why when you come here, night after night, you don't come here to gossip. You don't come here to spectate. You don't come here to watch other people. You don't come here to look around. You don't come here to gossip. But when you come here to travel, to weep, to cry, to make supplication. May that be your story in the name of Jesus. I said, may that be your story in the name of Jesus. I said, may that be your story. Let me hear your amen. And as you cry to the Lord in these 40 days, may you prevail against the enemy of your destiny. Every enemy in your father's house that seem to be stopping destinies. Every enemy in your mother's house that seem to be stopping destinies. As you fast and pray, you are receiving the prevailing power. You'll be able to conquer them. You'll be able to conquer them. You'll be able to stop them. Whatever has destroyed the work of your hands, you are receiving power to overcome them. Whatever has delayed your marriage, you are receiving power to overcome them. Whatever has stopped your traveling destiny, you are receiving power to overcome them. Whatever has reduced your finances and you are struggling, you are receiving the prevailing power to conquer them in the name of Jesus. Shout, I am the one. Clap your two hands together for them. Number two, what power do you receive? You receive the productive power. The productive power. In travail, as we are praying and fasting, one of the power that can be made available for you is the power to be productive. The power to be fruitful. Everyone say fruitful. Now when we talk about fruitfulness, we are not just talking about biological fruitfulness, as in delivering of babies. No, it is one of it. But when the power of fruitfulness is working in your life, whatever you touch works. Whatever you touch produces results. You hardly do something that fails. Whatever you touch produces the expected results. and the thing increases in your hands. It's a sign of what? Fruitfulness. And I pray for everyone seated under the sound of my voice that in these 40 days, as you are fasting and praying, may the power of barrenness over your life be broken in the name of Jesus. I said, may the power of barrenness over the work of your hands be broken in the name of Jesus. And I release upon you the power of productivity, the power of fruitfulness, the power to be fruitful, the power to increase from small to more, to increase from small to more, to increase from little to abundance. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Oh, I can't hear your amen. Let your amen be a loudest one. That is the productive power. James chapter 5 verse 18. The Bible says, and he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. He prayed. Elijah prayed and travailed, and the earth received rain. The earth became fruitful. So when you pray and you travail, and you don't come and joke here, but you join the 40 days prayer, each night, and you are here praying, one of the power that is made available over your life is the power of the rain, the power of fruitfulness. And when the rain of God begins to fall over the work of your hands, every dryness becomes fruitful. When the grace of God starts to water your own finances, every poverty gives way for financial explosion. When the grace of God begins to pour on your life, anything that seems to be barren gives way for fruitfulness. I pray for 100 people here that wherever the devil has rendered you barren and fruitless, in the name of the Lord Jesus, before travail is over, you will conquer. I said, before travail is over, you will be fruitful. I said, before travail is over, you will be fruitful. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The grace to be fruitful. Clap your two hands. Everybody does it. It works. When only you touch it, then it fails. Everyone tries it, they succeed. When only you go to try it, then it fails. Everyone wrote the exams, they passed. When only you wrote the exams, you trailed. Everyone tried the business, it worked. When only you tried it, you failed. It is a spirit of fruitlessness. It's a spirit of barrenness. But I pray for you today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, that you will be fruitful from today. As to travel and pray, I say you'll be fruitful. As to travel and pray, I say you'll be fruitful. From today, whatever you touch will respond. Whatever you touch will become gold. Whatever you touch will become fruitful. Whatever you touch will increase. Who am I speaking to this morning? Who am I speaking to this morning? Receive it in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands and say, I am the one. Your hands this way. Say, whatever is fighting my hand. Say, whatever is fighting my hand. That whatever I touch seem to react negatively against me. Say, from today, that narrative is changing. That curse is broken. And I receive the spirit of fruitfulness. I receive the power of fruitfulness. Open your mouth and pray over your hands. Pray over your hands that as we travail in this month, as we travail in this season, our hands will be fruitful. Our hands will be fruitful. Our hands will work. Our hands will be fruitful. Whatever we touch will work. Whatever we touch will work. Whatever we touch.
Jesus Christ, your name is
sit up. So shall it be for you in Jesus' name. That is why in Isaiah 66 verse 8, Isaiah 66 verse 8, the Bible says that for as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth her children. The grace of fruitfulness is in travail, the power to be fruitful. Nobody here will be barren again in the name of Jesus. I said nobody here will be barren again in the name of Jesus. Number three is the breakthrough power. In travail is the breakthrough power. The power that is made available for anybody who travails in prayer is the breakthrough power. Is the breakthrough power. What is the breakthrough power? It's the power that makes you penetrate through your enemy's opposition. It is the power that makes you penetrate through enemy resistance, enemy walls, enemy resistance. Listen to me. If you are trying to move forward in life and it seems you are laboring for nothing, it means there is a resistance. There is a resistance. But if you persist in prayer, you'll be able to break down every resistance of the evil one. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you are trying to achieve something, and it seems like the more you try, the more you fail. Like the more you try, it's like something is stopping you. We call it enemy resistance. What you need is the power to prevail. It's the power to penetrate. Is the power to go through the resistance, to overcome the resistance. So I pray for everyone here that in these 40 days, may God inundate you with the power to penetrate through enemy resistance. Let your amen be a believer's word. Let your amen be a believer's word. Let your amen be a believer's word. Say, I will penetrate. I can hear you say, I will penetrate. Through enemy walls, through enemy defenses, through enemy walls, through enemy resistance. Say, whatever has been established in my life to keep me at a standstill, to keep me at a standstill, to keep me at one position, say, by the power of travail, say, I penetrate, say, I penetrate, say, I go through it, say, I defeat it. Say, I penetrate and declare by your life that from today I am going forward. I cannot be stopped. I cannot be limited. I cannot be restricted. Say, no more restrictions. I can't hear you. Say, no more restrictions. Say, no more restrictions. Say, no more restrictions. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Genesis 33 verse 3. The Bible says that, and he passed over before them, and he bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. He's talking about Jacob and Esau. How you and I know in Genesis 27, the verse number 30, let's say beginning from 35, they're about coming. How Esau came and his father told him that, no, I've given all the blessing to your brother Jacob, and he has been made your head. You are supposed to serve him. He's supposed to be under you. That was what the old man told him. A curse was placed on Esau. That Esau, you are going to serve your brother. You are going to serve your brother. So whether Esau liked it or not, it means that he has been designed to serve Jacob and Jacob's descendant. But the Bible says that in verse 40, the old man told him a secret. He said, when you become desperate, then you will be able to break that yoke from your neck. What does he mean? It means that no matter the curse that is working in your father's house, no matter the curse that you think has been placed on the children of your mother, or women in your house, that everybody's life seems to be following the same pattern. Nobody marries successfully. Nobody comes out to be successful at business. Nobody becomes something. Nobody achieves a certain height of success. I don't care what that case is. The Bible says that if you can be desperate in prayer, you can overturn that ruling. I declare over 50 people here right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, as we fast and we pray, every satanic ruling that has been ruled in your family house against the destinies of young men and women, I command it is overruled. I command it is overturned. I command it, it is overruled. And I declare whatever happens to them will not happen to you. Whatever happens to them will not happen to you. Shout, my case will be different. You are not here with me at all. Shout, my case will be different. Shout, my situation will be different. Say, I overturn. Say, I overturn every ruling of witches and wizards in my family. Say, I overturn every judgment of demons against the members of my family. Say, I overturn it. And I declare, minus me. Say, minus me and my children, our story will be different. Our situation will be different. If you are the one, your amen will show. You hear what I'm saying? Tell somebody it will be minus you. Come on, prophesy. Tell him, I said it will be minus you. I know all of them are going through the same limitation, the same situation, but I prophesy, I said it will be minus you. Say, I will end well. Clap your two hands. Because of what? Travel. That's why these 40 days, you are not joking. You are making sure that you are here yourself. You are making sure that you are also traveling. You are making sure that you are coming online with us in the morning and you are traveling. Wherever you are joining us online and you are traveling. You are making sure that every evening you are here and you are traveling. You are on the floor. You are in a corner. You are facing the wall because you are the only one who knows what you are dealing with. You are looking all beautiful, all handsome, all nice, but you know what you are contending with. You know the lives of people in your family. You know how things worked out for your father. You know how things worked out for your mother. You can't take chances. Tell somebody, don't take chances. You are not here. Tell him, don't take chances. Don't wait till you are 50 before you realize that what happened to your uncles and your father has happened to you. Don't wait till you are 45 before you realize that what happened to your mother has happened to you. Don't wait. Enemy resistance. Say, enemy resistance. Say, I break through it. It is the breakthrough power. Isaac told him, if you become desperate, you will break from the yoke of your brother. And the Bible says that when years passed, Esau took the advice of the old man and decided to labor. By the time the old man was, by the time Jacob was coming to meet Esau, the two of them, one was supposed to be the servant, isn't it? One was supposed to be the servant and one was supposed to serve. But what happened? The Bible says that instead of Esau serving Jacob, what happened? Rather, Jacob was bowing to Esau. Jacob was rather what? Bowing to Esau. The Bible says that, and when he walks few steps, he bows. When he takes few steps, he bows. When he takes few steps, he bows. He bowed 7 times to his brother Esau. But I thought the prophecy was that Jacob was supposed to rule over Esau. So how come that Jacob is now bowing to Esau? And when Esau came, only he had 400 escort. 400. Say 400. You are not here. I just say 400. He had 400 escort. He had 400 escort. What is the meaning? That means that when Jacob was coming, what did Jacob have? Jacob have sheep and goat. Cattle. Those were the things Jacob was having. And then wives and little children. And some few servants. And he was told that your brother is coming. And with him, his escort alone, his convoy, had 400 soldiers, army soldiers. Wow. Which president in the world travels with 400 soldiers? More guarded than the 21st century soldiers, presidents, more guarded. That's Esau. That means that Esau rose up to become an army general. Esau rose up to become an emperor. Esau rose up to become a great man. And what was said about him didn't happen. He didn't serve his brother. So today, he did. He doesn't serve his brother. They are always fighting. He never serves his brother. Because he took the advice of the old man. That when you become desperate, then you will break that yoke from your neck. Young man, listen. I know nobody makes it to the university in your family. But if you can become desperate and serious in prayer and serious with your books, you'll be able to cross that line. Young woman, I know that nobody successfully marries in your family. But if you will take prayer seriously and you pay attention to the life you are living, I can assure you that you will break that record in your family. Every status quo that has been set, that nobody establishes anything worthwhile, I declare over your life, you are rising beyond it. I say you are rising beyond. I say you are rising beyond it. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Number four. What do you get? You get 100% answered prayer. The power that is made available, the 100% prayer answers. 100% prayer answer power. 100% answered prayer power. That means that you receive the power to have answers to your prayers. 3 Samuel chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. The Bible said concerning who? The Bible said concerning Hannah. How Hannah had been looking for a child for many years. Trying to get a child for many years. To no avail. But something happened here. The Bible said, and she said, "Oh my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Lord for this child. For this child, I prayed, and the Lord has given me my petition, which I asked of him." 1 Samuel 26. A year after, when Hannah had come to the altar and had travailed to the extent that even the pastor thought she was drunk. Do you remember the story? She prayed so much that everybody thought she was drunk. Everybody thought something was wrong with the woman. Then she leaves. A year after, God does it. So listen, most of the things we pray in travail, by the time another year will come, you see that almost all of them have been answered. Unless it's not in the divine timing of God that they should be so in that year. But when the time comes, they are answered. So a year after, she came back to Shiloh, another travail season. Then when she was coming, she was holding a little boy, a small boy. Then she came to the priest and told the pastor. That's why we believe in testimonies. A lot of you have testimonies. You don't want to come. You rather send me text message. Come and share your testimony. Don't be shy. She held the hands of the boy and brought the boy back to the place she got the boy. And she said, "Eli, this is the child for which I prayed last year that you thought I was drunk. The child for which I prayed, this is the answer. The Lord has answered my petition." Are you hearing what I'm saying, Ajah? Listen, there are some of you sitting here. Before next year will come, you will come to the altar and you will show us the proof of your miracle. You are not here. I said, some of you, before next year comes, you will come and stand on the altar. And you say, "This is the evidence of my miracle. I prayed for this last year. And this year I am here to show it. I prayed for this last year. And this year the Lord has given me. I am here to testify about it. It shall be you in the name of Jesus." If you are the one I'm talking to, you'll be happy about it. If you are the one I'm prophesying to, you will be happy about it. I am saying that a year by this time, you will come here with your testimony of a new job. A year by this time, you will come here to show us your wedding ring. A year by this time, you will come here with your children. A year by this time, you will come here with a testimony of your visa. A year by this time, you will come here with a testimony of the project you are undertaking. A year by this time, you will come with your appointment. See, a year by this time. See, a year by this time, I'll come with my miracle. Clap your two hands together. Do it better. Number five, intervention power. Intervention power. What power do you receive? You receive intervention power. That means that in travail, God is able to intervene in your situation. If there is anything negative happening to you, God is able to intervene. God is able to disrupt it. God is able to appear in it suddenly and change the situation. That's the meaning of intervention power. When Jacob stole his brother's blessings and was running, he needed God to intervene for him. When he was coming to meet his brother, you saw what happened. He was afraid. Especially when he sent spies ahead and they told him that your brother Esau is also coming to meet you. He has heard you are coming. And with him are 400 soldiers. Fully armed. Immediately he realized that he was in trouble. Who goes to meet his friend with soldiers? When you are going to meet somebody who is your friend, somebody you love, somebody you are not angry with, will you go and gather 400 armed men to go and meet the person? Unless you have an ulterior motive. Are you following me? And that was Esau. He said, "You, I will finish you for taking my birthright and my blessing. I'll finish you." But the night before they met, Jacob did something in Genesis 32. In verse 24, Bible says that, "And when Jacob was left alone, he sent everybody away. He said, 'Lord, I need you. I need an intervention. Looking at where I've gotten to, Lord, I need an intervention.'" Listen, some of you, you are still playing with your life. Oh, because you feel you are young, you are still playing with your life. But there is a level when you get to, you have to be very serious and say, "Lord, time is not on my side. Lord, looking at my age, time is not on my side. Lord, looking at my mates, where they are working, things that they are achieving, and looking at, Lord, time is not on my side. Lord, looking at the family, now I look like I'm the hopeless amongst them. Lord, time is not on my side." You see, there's a level when you get to and you take a stock of your life. You see, some of you don't take stock of your life. You are living among blind men, so you think you are okay. You don't take a stock of your life. Sit down and take a stock of your life and look at how old you are, and look at your mates who are also 30 years, who are also 25 years, who are also 35 years, who are also 40 years, and look at what they have achieved. Look at where they are rolling. Look at what has happened to them and compare it. Compare it to your life. Compare it. And you'll be angry in your spirit. The Lord, let there be an intervention. Because some of you, if God doesn't stop that thing that is happening, this cycle of promise and fail, if God doesn't stop it, by the next 5 years, look at where you'll be. If God doesn't stop it, some of you, if God doesn't intervene, the next 5 years, where would you be? By the time you are 40, you are 38, you are 37, who will marry you? After now, look at your age. If God doesn't come through, some of you, 5 foot will take over your womb because you have no child. And look at your age. Because you are young, you are fooling. In the pool. You are joking. You have to be serious. Say, "Lord, this unemployment cannot continue. Lord, this cycle of promise and fail cannot continue. Lord, this this useless life that it looks like I'm living. It's like I wake up and there's nothing. I'm just watching television from morning to night. Lord, it must stop. Lord, this salary of 500 cedis must stop. Lord, this 1,000 Ghana cedis thing must stop. How can I raise a family with 1,000 Ghana cedis? It must stop. You see, if you are not desperate in your spirit, if you don't tell God, Lord, I need. You just add 5 years. You are playing. Just last year we were here for travel. We are here again. So imagine 5 years will come just now, and you are still taking 1,200 Ghana cedis. May God have mercy on you. What can you do with that money? Don't wait for them to sack you from your house before you wake up. You have to be desperate in your spirit. Don't wait till everybody in your family has now nicknamed you. When you appear, they now call you names. Don't wait till the children in your house, when you call them to send them, they will not even come. Because you are a useless person among them. And they have heard their parents insult you, so they don't even respect you. Don't wait till you get to that level. Today you still have a chance. Today you still have some time. You need intervention. Jacob said, where I've gotten to the Lord, I need an intervention. He rested. The angel said, let me go, for day is breaking. He said, I will not let you go. I need an intervention. Do something for me. My brother will kill me. Otherwise, my brother will finish me. Early in that chapter, he prayed to the Lord. He said that, oh Lord my God, deliver me, for Esau my brother cometh. Deliver me, for Esau my brother cometh. Some of you have to say, Lord, deliver me, for 40 years is coming. Deliver me, for 30 years of age is coming. God, you are close. So we say, deliver me, for 35 years is already upon me. Deliver me. Some of you have to start saying, deliver me. There's nothing I've lived for. There's nothing I can show. And yet 38 years is ahead. Deliver me. And instead of you to do what Hannah did, by crying on God on the altar, so that you too, a year by this time, you will come and say, this is the evidence of what I labored for. This is the evidence of what I prayed for. This is the evidence of what I cried for. Instead of you to also do that, you are sitting at home. You are relaxing. You are taking it for a joke. The day your friend doesn't come to church, you will not come to church. You will not come and pray. The day you don't feel like fasting, you don't fast. You are not ready. You are not ready. You are not ready. You are not ready. Bible says that after he encountered that angel and prevailed over the angel, travailed and prevailed, Bible says that when he met his brother, instead of his brother thrusting a sword through his heart, through his stomach, Bible says that his brother hugged him, wept and kissed him, said, my brother, I've missed you. I pray that may God turn every situation around for your favor. Your amen is a suspicious one. I said, may God turn every situation around for your favor. Clap your 2 hands and say, intervene, Lord. Say, intervene, Lord. Say, intervene for me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Clap your 2 hands together for the Lord.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.
Jesus.